Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
All right, let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news for this guy, mostly because he got busted. I guess I would imagine he thinks or thought that he had it made up to this point. But it turns out that a married police chief out of Texas was leading not a double, but a triple life.
A triple life.
With a wife and kids.
Okay.
And a fiance and a separate girlfriend.
Wait. How do you do all of that?
Why would you even want to deal with that?
Right? It just seems like so much work.
Like, because you're in so many different, you got to take care of your kids, and then you're like still in like that kind of like honeymoon phase of dating, and the fiance.
Yeah, you're not married yet, but you're going to get married, and so there's all that lead up, and then you have a separate girlfriend on the side.
Just, like, go pay for sex.
Just cheat without marrying them.
Like, what do you just you know, get a subscription to an adult website.
And guess what? It's not just those three. Other women have come forward making similar claims, including another girl named Christy Schaefer, who said they've been engaged since December. So again, married father of four, as well as an ordained minister.
Of course he is.
So he's a police chief and minister gallivanting the nights with women.
I think he's just addicted to engagements.
Is that what it is?
He's a romantic.
The chase.
What's really unbelievable about this guy is that not only was he leading all of these multiple lives with all of these different women, he was also just posing for pictures to go on Facebook.
With them?
Yes. That's how he got busted.
Is some weird type of confidence.
What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I just can't understand why you would ever want to have to deal with that many balls in the air.
I can't imagine having a family with four kids and having extra time to do anything.
This screams to me that he wanted to get caught. Like, he just didn't have the nads to go up to his wife and say, I want to divorce you.
But he's got two fiancés and
it just seems like he wanted to get girlfriends. Caught to me. Posing on Facebook is what does it.
It does seem like he was trying to get
caught.
That's
a lot of work to try to get laid. It really, really is. That's just...
So some good news today as well. A high school principal works the night shift at a Walmart to donate his paycheck to students in need.
See, I thought you were going to say to donate it to this guy's 14 fiancés.
His legal fund.
His next
No, Henry Darby, principal at North Charleston High School, is considered his community's guardian angel. A couple of years ago, I had two students who were female sleeping under the bridge. There was another situation where a former student of mine and her daughter were sleeping in their car. Another situation, former student needed funds for her water and light bills, he told the local news. Understanding the bigger picture, he took action. He started working at Walmart three nights a week, stocking shelves from 10 p.m. until 7 a.m., which I don't know how you do that and then just turn it right around and go to school and work all day, but he did. His decision to stand and deliver has led to close to $100,000 in donations from all over the country now that his story has gone viral. Walmart has also donated $50,000 to North Charleston High School.
I like that. I mean, obviously, this guy cares about his community, and one of the things that's not talked about a whole lot is teenage homelessness. It is a very, very prevalent thing, not just in
so
his
sad,
town,
too.
But like all across the United States, whether or not they're actually homeless or just don't have a home. Either they're living in their cars or they're just sleeping on couches, and then there are the cases where they just have no place to go. So the fact that he cares enough about, you know, enriching the lives of the students who go to a school who need the most help, this dude is a hero. We need more people like this.
I mean, again, you know, you wake up, you go to school, you're the principal at this school. I imagine he's probably fantastic.
That's not
at
an
that
easy job.
Right.
That's not can you imagine dealing with teenagers all day?
So let's say that he works from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. So he's got what?
A couple hours of sleep.
6 hours to go home and sleep and then show up at his job at 10 p.m. and work till 7 a.m.
And you and I, Dave,
I stock shelves for one night and realize this sucks. It is too much work. I quit.
I did it for 3 months and then I was like, my back can't take this.
Your
anymore.
Back? Your big back?
My big back.
Your big back couldn't handle it?
I feel like putting all those cans on the shelf.
That's what gave you such a big back.
And making the wall.
All the labels front facing.
Wall
it's not
it
easy.
Up.
Yeah.
Wall it up.
Big old back.
Here's what's making news.
So good luck getting a reservation here, but indoor dining is back, at least in one part of the country. New York City for Valentine's Day. New York City restaurants can resume indoor dining on February 14th. And in March, wedding receptions up to 150 people will be allowed statewide. So the governor said Friday that he will allow New York City bars and restaurants to reopen their dining rooms at 25% capacity. He said resuming indoor dining in New York City on Valentine's Day will allow restaurants time to bring their staff back and develop reopening plans for the wedding receptions. March 15th is the date there, which is almost exactly 1 year since everything shut down, because it was Friday the 13th, if you recall, in March of 2020, when everything just hit a wall, provided that they follow certain rules and restrictions, limiting them to no more than 150 guests and requiring all guests and patrons to be tested for the virus before the events.
I'm curious to see how this plays out, because in New York City, a lot of the restaurants, unless they're, you know, these mega, mega, mega restaurants, have very small dining rooms. Because, you know, space there is very limited. So, like, having a 25% capacity is, like, what, four tables?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, is it even worth opening back up for four tables?
I mean, I guess if you've been straddling that line and you've had outdoor dining, you know, being able to bring it inside in February is probably a good thing.
I mean, outdoor dining works in California.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe southern parts of Texas.
Certain parts of the country, right?
Yeah, but not in New York right now.
So as far as the vaccine goes across the country, about 1 in 10 people in the U.S. have gotten the vaccine. So the new data comes as the president last week upped his vaccination goal for the first 100 days from 100 to 150 million people in hopes that the nation will be well on our way to heading towards herd immunity by the summer. The measures came as the U.S. reported 135,000 new cases and over 2,600 fatalities on Saturday. So, I mean, still a lot of fatalities. The numbers are going down. I don't know if you guys have been tracking it, but across the country,
I mean,
we've
peaked,
seen...
What, a month ago at like 4,400?
New cases, new hospitalizations, those are going down. The deaths, they still trail, and they're still much higher than I think anyone would like them to be. But those are also going down. So it's encouraging news. And the fact that, you know, close to 30 million people have gotten vaccinated...
That's good.
It's a big deal.
I just, man, the thing that I am just so dreading is I hope that this thing works. Because
the vaccine?
I mean, like, that we don't get a new strain that is resistant to the vaccine.
Well,
so far
what we've seen is the new strains that have popped up, South Africa and UK,
in an easier way, but... Right. They, you know, the vaccine is still effective in keeping you safe.
And supposedly those new strains aren't as deadly as some of the original ones.
Okay.
Which is good.
I can't do this for another 2 years or 5 years or...
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
No, stop it. Just don't even talk about
it. Well, I don't
want to... No, stop it.
I'm just saying, man.
Put it out there.
I can't do it.
That just sent something straight to my anxiety. Just thinking about us just staying indoors for a whole another year. I mean, it did clench a little bit. I got a little nervous.
Oh, God.
So did you guys see a big chunk of the PCH just fell into the ocean?
That's scary as hell, too.
So the PCH is, you know, it's beautiful. We actually, the family and I, we drove that this summer when we took that vacation. Mm-hmm. And I'd never done it before. And it really is stunning. I mean, the Pacific Coast Highway runs right along the coast.
One of the most beautiful drives in the country.
And it's unbelievable how much untouched land there is. I mean, much of it you can't, obviously, because national parks and everything else. But
a chunk of it just fell off?
Yeah, because it's near the ocean.
It just collapsed. Like, the road is just gone. Thank God nobody was on it at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, big chunk of the PCH is right into the ocean, just gone completely. It's nuts. It's nuts.
What?
Yeah.
What? So what is it going to do? Did it just make the road around the giant crater?
I don't even know what you do. I mean, how do you rebuild that? Yeah, you just put a bridge in? I mean,
good luck to anybody who has to drive over that now and just, like, hope you're not going to, like, be the next person who goes into the ocean. That's terrifying.
Scary stuff. Yeah, I mean, it was near Big Sur, which is one of the most iconic and scenic parts of that drive. But I can't imagine even having to worry about, okay, I'm just driving on this road, and then all of a sudden just gone.
You guys ever watched, there's a documentary about, like, bridges that's out, about, like, how much disrepair our bridges are here in the United States?
I've not watched the documentary on bridge disrepair, but maybe I will now.
It's horrifying.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, you don't
want to.
Oh, you'd never want to drive over a bridge anywhere, anytime. Even, like, a small one, you're like, yeah, no, this is probably hasn't been repaired in a long time. So, like, can we just invest? Like, I feel like here in the country, we can all agree that, like, things that we need are, like, roads and bridges. Can we just get people to work on that?
I feel like everything is always under construction 24/7, though.
No, they're fixing, like, for whatever reason, they're always fixing something that doesn't need to be fixed.
Fair.
That's why I'm like, what do you do? Why fix the stuff that needs to be fixed? Don't fix the stuff that is already working fine.
Bridges, Mahoney's political platform.
I mean, given the timing, it's pretty good platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going to put a bridge into where the chunk of the highway just fell out.
We roll out Clint Eastwood and the bridges of Madison County, if you guys remember that, Jim, from the late 90s.
Was the late, even the late 90s?
I think the book was from the 80s, okay. And then the movie was in the maybe mid-90s.
Very emotional movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I cried.
Did you?
Yeah, because my mom made me watch it. I didn't want to.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to see if you guys can let me know how to say this. But Nevada. I don't know what's the right way to say it. I say Nevada, but I don't know how everybody else says it. So just let us know.
Message deleted.
Nevada.
So it's Nevada. There's no question about it. The thing that I don't understand is why there is a debate about this. So when there's the name of a state, there's not that many of them. In the grand scheme of the English language, there's not that many states. So there should not be a debate. And Audrey, I can tell that you're about to start yelling at me right now.
I'm itching.
It's Nevada, not Nevada.
Yes.
Well, no, I agree with that. But I mean, growing up, I say Nevada. No, but growing up in the South, I was always taught Nevada, and then I got here.
They taught you wrong. I mean, they just did.
So everywhere.
They hear it all the time, though. I mean, people from New York all the time. They're always.
It's Nevada.
Yes, they're always saying Nevada.
I think it's regionally.
It's kind of like the people that say Missouri instead of Missouri.
And they're dumb backwater hicks.
Is that what it is?
That's who says Missouri.
Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois.
You know, that's who says Missouri.
I mean, can we all just agree that there's certain things that need to be universal and the names, like how you say the name of a state is one of them?
Okay, but why?
And can we get Carmel down to one of these days, please?
Texas.
But if everyone was taught Nevada, then why is it such a huge deal whenever you move to Nevada? It's even in our DMV. It's like plastered on the walls how to say Nevada correctly.
Right,
when you are in a place that has a name, you should call it by the name that it should be,
correct, but if enough people say it incorrectly, then we wouldn't have this huge thing on how to say it correctly.
Is there any cities that we screw up, or is it just a couple of...
Louisville. People say Louisville or Louisville. New Orleans. Louisville or whatever all the time.
We broadcast Lafayette or Lafayette.
Yep.
You know, I mean, but there is Lafayette, but that's French. And Lafayette is in New Orleans.
We say Versailles in Kentucky. It's not Versailles.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's
okay.
Just wrong. Sorry.
So, we're going really to wrong. Versailles, Kentucky? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
It's not right. That would just be like you going to say, hey, let's go to Versailles, Kentucky. That's not right.
I'm glad that this young lady called to bring this conversation up. It is definitely Nevada, not Nevada.
Yeah. And just remember, there's a lot of stupid people who don't know how to pronounce stuff all over the country and all over the world.
Like Mahoney, it's not... California, it's California.
That's what I said.
What'd you say?
I said, you bitch.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. You know what I've been getting into recently? Professional volleyball videos. And I'm not just talking about the chicks. The sport is actually pretty fun to watch.
Message
deleted. If you're talking about indoor... professional volleyball.
Is there such a thing? Is it indoor professional?
Well, I mean, you have like...
I know they have the AVP, which, you know, you see on NBC.
Yeah, they only show the women out on there.
Well, duh.
Yeah, they don't...
Well, I mean, I don't know. Occasionally
the buffed up, you know, Val Kilmer looking dude.
Yeah, I mean, when they show the guys out there, too, they're always, you know,
phenomenal
shape.
Because sand volleyball
is
hard as hell. But it's a much different sport than indoor where you're doing six on six. It's intense.
But there's no professional indoor volleyball, is there?
I mean, they have stuff for, like, the Olympics. I would consider that.
On TV, like, for example. Like that.
I was watching ESPN Plus on my Apple TV. And one of the games, because I was going through like live sports because there was nothing on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this last weekend was kind of a...
Just chilled.
Yeah, there was nothing on. So I was like, what's on? And there was like college volleyball. And it was pretty good. I think Mizzou was taking on LSU.
You watched it?
For 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it was
well, there is nothing
girls.
Else on going
was
on
girls?
Right now. There's literally no other sports.
It's happening. One step... above the creepy level of watching the cheerleading competitions.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's creepy. No. As a single guy, like if your girlfriend or wife walks in the room and you're sitting there watching a cheerleading competition on ESPN,
no,
that's creepy.
Yeah, that's super creepy.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. I just want to make sure.
I mean, yeah, creepy level, because if you're just sitting there solo watching it with no other reason other than just passing by.
Well, I mean, what who if can you watch it with?
The sport, yeah. You know? I mean, they're athletes.
They are absolutely athletes.
Yeah. And they get, you get more injured in cheerleading than you do in football, like, okay. Legitimately.
Creepy level, volleyball, cheerleading, gymnastics.
Oh, you can't watch gymnastics.
You can't watch gymnastics at all?
Nah.
Oh, but they're so good,
They're so good.
Nah.
They are seriously so good.
Unless it's the rings.
Okay.
There's one girl out of UCLA right now who's like the queen. She is like chef kiss. She's perfect.
Talking about the one that went viral that had like the perfect floor routine?
Perfect floor routine.
Yeah. Is it creepier if somebody walks in the room and you're sitting there watching cheerleading, gymnastics, or just straight porn?
Not porn you get. You're like, all right.
But like, why are you watching it on the
big screen?
Right?
No, that's
very American Psycho. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't
like
it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, but I just gonna tell you, you guys gotta jam more reggae on your station, even if it's once or twice a week, my butter. You guys gonna get good vibes. Kila aloha coming back. Raja.
Message deleted.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sure. Well, that was definitely a white guy trying to sound not white, wasn't it?
It could have been a Hawaiian guy.
I mean, that's what he was going
for.
I thought it was,
you know, meet Joe Black at first.
Brad Pitt accent. That's what it sounded like.
But he pulled
like.
It together at the end, so I don't know.
It's once or twice a week, my bottom. You guys going to get good vibes. Kila aloha coming back. Raja.
Message deleted.
You're right. Yeah, that's it.
That's Brad. That was Brad Pitt.
Here's what's making news.
So this whole saga with Robin Hood continues. People now hate Robin Hood. I don't know if you guys saw the banner that was flying over their headquarters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
how dare they hate on one of the greatest movies ever to come out of the 90s? Kevin Costner,
Bryan Adams,
mm-hmm. And R.I.P. The other guy?
The guy who played the sheriff?
Yeah. I forgot what his name was. What's his name? Temporarily. He was also Hans Gruber in Die Hard. He was in Love
Alan
Actually.
Rickman.
There we go.
Alan
oh,
Rickman.
God. One of the national
How did
treasure.
You forget Alan Rickman's
I
name?
Because I was trying to remember Bryan Adams, and I forgot Bryan Adams, too.
So Robin Hood, again, has a lot of people upset with them. Somebody flew a banner over their headquarters that said, "Suck my newts, Robin Hood," which is pretty funny. I was flown over the headquarters over the weekend, and they also got hit with a class action lawsuit. So one day after they barred their retail investors from continuing to buy stock in companies on the verge of collapse, it became an epic battle between the people on Reddit and hedge fund managers. But also over the weekend, I don't know if you guys saw this, they raised another $1 billion from their investors. Robinhood did.
Huh.
Yeah, probably from the hedge funds that they helped save $70 billion from. Yeah.
It's so complicated on so many levels because they're not being clear with the information as to why
it's
they did this.
Money for me, not for thee. And this is a tale as old as time. So I'm curious to see if we will see another kind of...
They say all press is good press. Is this going to end up being a good thing for Robin Hood?
This is going to destroy them. And then
I
here's
thought
the thing.
So, too. They just raised $1 billion.
Okay, but...
Not from the little people, though.
Yeah,
the
of course
who,
not.
Yeah.
But not when they go public, because this is what they want. This is why they were protecting the other hedge funds, is because they think the other hedge funds can make or break them when their IPO goes public. So, yes, they can, but you're going to have so many people who are going to be, you know, gunning for Robinhood from this, because we've seen on Reddit that they are willing to just throw money. You know, you've got millions of people who are just willing to throw money for a cause, which I am all for. But I think we will see another app or another company come along to do something similar to what they do, because I think Robinhood shot through the stratosphere and now we're going to see them come back down without a parachute real fast.
Did you see the little kid that actually made some money off the whole GameStop thing? Like, his mom gave him like $40 for Kwanzaa and a couple of years ago, and he took that and put it and he made like $3,000.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when you're 11 or whatever,
dude,
he is.
Could buy... he could buy a PS5 at retail or at the secondary market price now.
It's pretty awesome.
How does an 11-year-old know to put money in to stocks?
Well, they're smarter than we are. Yeah. That's why everybody's like, the future's ruined and blah, blah, blah. Man, what are we talking about? These kids who are 10 years old are smarter than we are.
They're out here playing the stock market, and we're like, what are stonks?
Yeah, stonks. We were eating, what was that, the rubber cement when we were 10. So,
what, you stopped?
I mean, I'm snorting it now. Free bases.
Right to the veins. So Toys R Us has closed all of its stores again, only this time a little bit less dramatic because it's just two. So they're closing the only two stores, roughly. You know what? Screw Toys R Us. You guys had your moment. Jeffrey was there with his suitcase packed up. Everyone got emotional, and it was a big thing. And then you reverse course and try to reopen the stores.
Just bring them back around Christmas time.
This is when the ex shows up, and you decide to get back together. No, and then
here's what we do. Business. That's the spirit. The spirit Halloween stores that pop up for like 3 months, August to November 2nd.
Yeah.
Just do that with Toys R Us. Have a couple of them pop up in abandoned, strip malls.
We can have like methed out, dirty giraffes out there spinning signs, telling people to go in. Yeah, all the people that work for the Liberty Tax groups, they're always such sad.
I did
statues.
That for one day.
You were a Statue of Liberty,
but then I quit because I almost got stabbed. A guy came up to me and he was mad that I was dressed as the Statue of Liberty.
Why? Were you like desecrating the Statue of Liberty?
I was helping people get their taxes done.
The Statue of Liberty's a woman, not a man.
And you should have said, you don't know how I identify.
Yeah.
And then I hit him with my torch and then that's it.
That torch would wreck somebody.
Oh, it was heavy. That and
wait,
a sign?
Wait, they give you a real torch when you go out
there?
Yeah. I mean, I know that it's a thing. I always just thought it was like foam, but no, it's a real heavy
torch.
Well,
I was new, so they didn't allow me to spin the sign. So they gave me the torch to hold with one hand and then the sign in the other. And I was just supposed to kind of dance up and down.
How long ago was this? Please tell me this was last April.
It was 2 weeks ago. All right.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
So I've got three stories for you guys, and all of them sound like they are made up. Only one of them is actual fake news. Let's see if you can spot it. Today's Fake News Fair features three stories about money.
Ooh.
First one is little money. A man...
Right, I'm right here, Dave. That's my rap name.
Cool. Well, I have a little money.
Wait. I thought that that was short actually stats. Like a person you were about to talk about. Oh, I actually wrote down because I write it down every morning. I write Lil Money.
Lil Money.
Like rapper Lil Money. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Lil Money is no Young Gravy. I'll say that much.
So this guy is suing Starbucks over $1.70. The lawsuit filed by a man alleges that Starbucks in 2019 wrongfully denied him $1.70 in cash redemption for the balance on his gift card at one of its West Hollywood stores, and it's been put on hold by a judge. Can you imagine being a judge in this case, and you're like, my whole career has led to this point where I am presiding over a case.
I mean, how many years of law school? You had to be a lawyer for many, many years.
You have to get voted in. Like, there's many processes.
Or appointed, sure.
But either way, $1.70. You're like, you just want $2, dude? Will you leave me alone?
But I mean, stop wasting my time. I think everybody knows you can't get, there's no cash value for the gift cards, right?
He brought the suit in L.A. Superior Court seeking compensatory and punitive damages as well. So we know that if this judgment were to go for him, then he's going to sue Starbucks to high hell. But still, the fact that this landed on anyone's desk for $1.70 is ridiculous.
I appreciate the pettiness of $1.70.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you
do. This is just, this guy went into a Starbucks and said, you won't give me this. I'm going to sue you. And now he said that and he feels like he can't back down.
So let's go to big money now. A Georgia teenager was arrested after authorities say that he managed to steal nearly $1 million from Kroger where he worked. Trey Brown, 19, big money as they call him, was taken into custody on January 14th after scamming Kroger out of more than $980,000 over a two-week period.
2 weeks?
Over two
what?
Weeks. Like normally you hear about, 2 years, 10 years, like the slow drip. Now this guy just went for it. According to cops, he created more than 40 returns for non-existent items in December and January. Those returns, which range from $75,000 to $87,000, were then placed on several credit cards. Police say that he used the stolen money to buy two cars, clothes, guns, and new shoes. Prior to his arrest, the teen reportedly totaled a Camaro that he had bought. The investigation began after corporate employees noticed, hey, this seems strange that people are returning things for $87,000 to this Kroger. Police say that Brown...
Price of produce has gone up.
It's really very expensive now, yeah. They believed he worked at the fuel center, stole the money while an employee tasked with flagging fraudulent transactions was on vacation for 2 weeks. So he waited until the fact checker went out of town, and then he's just like, let's do this.
You should have disappeared with your Camaro and guns.
Yep. Now he is in jail.
Oh, I believe that's true.
$980,000 over 2 weeks.
I 100% believe this happened.
All
Wait,
right.
no, but he was working a what department?
It said that he was working. So he's working at the store, but he was working at the fuel center.
Yeah, like the gas.
So like the gas station.
Yeah. But again, returns for $75 or $87,000. You don't return gas.
Well, I mean, weird. Maybe you've returned those boner pills you bought. Do they sell boner pills?
Who bought $87,000 worth of boner pills?
At the Kroger gas station?
So it's like speed and like, yeah.
Yeah. Third and final story. Krispy Kreme employee suing company for $2 million after being fired for eating too many donuts. Kenny O'Reilly, who is 26, claims that his former manager told him that he could eat as many donuts as he wanted while on the job. He suddenly fired him only 6 weeks into the job. O'Reilly told the judge he admits he ate a lot of donuts, but says nobody complained to him about his eating before being fired. When asked by the judge how to justify the $2 million he was asking for by the plaintiff, when he was making $8.25 per hour, he only worked there for several weeks, his lawyer said that the numbers pale in comparison to the psychological distress and devastating trauma forced upon his client.
Okay, get out of here. And a lot of businesses, you can be like no fault. Like I can just fire you. Doesn't matter why. I don't have to give you
right
an excuse.
Right to work states mean they have. It's not a right to work. It's
a right to fire
right
you.
Right to fire your ass for no reason.
One of these is fake news. So we have the dude with Starbucks $1.70. We have the $1 million from Kroger. We have the $2 million ask from Krispy Kreme. So all food related, all money related today.
Have you ever been in a Krispy Kreme when the donuts come right out of the fryer and go
with that
under
light.
The glaze?
Ooh, that
and
fresh
it's just
light.
Like it just melts in your mouth. I mean, I would eat all the donuts.
I follow a girl on Instagram and her family owns a donut shop and she always posts these like slow motion videos of
glazing
of like donuts on the assembly line and it is so satisfying to watch. It is.
Watching donuts get glazed.
That's better
dirty.
Than most
so
other
are you
things
saying
getting glazed.
You understand if this guy ate and ate and ate and ate and ate.
Only one of these is fake news, guys.
I can't. Number one is 100% real. Number two is 100% real. I can't imagine a lawyer would take on a guy for suing Krispy Kreme. I just cannot.
You can't?
That's $2 million.
For $2 million, yeah. No,
But someone would take a guy suing Starbucks over $1.70.
Yes, I can see that.
Okay. So both of you saying story number three, the $2 million for Krispy Kreme is the fake news.
Yes.
Both of you, unfortunately, are correct.
It is kind of bunk that we can't get the money back off the gift cards. That's why I see a lawyer taking that case.
It's also true that some dude stole $980,000 from a Kroger fuel center over 2 weeks.
That was the most real?
That was the most real.
While some guy was in Cleveland on vacation.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Evan Rachel Wood has come out and has identified somebody that she says has abused her in the past. So she's talked about an unnamed ex in the past that
everybody
has been abusive.
Assumed it was Manson.
It is Manson.
Yeah. Yep. I said, I feel like we've read the story before, but now she's officially naming him.
Yeah, so it's always been speculated, but she said, the name of my abuser is Brian Warner, also known to the world as Marilyn Manson. He started grooming me.
That's his real name?
Brian Warner, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen him without makeup?
Yeah, he was on an episode of Eastbound and Down without makeup, and he's creepy looking.
Yeah, did you ever see like his high school photo? Nerd.
Yeah, total nerd. He started grooming me when I was a teenager and horrifically abused me for years. I was brainwashed, manipulated into submission. I am done living in fear of retaliation, slander, or blackmail. I am here to expose this dangerous man and call out the many industries that have enabled him. Before he ruins any more lives, I stand with the many victims who will no longer be silent.
That is devastating.
She's now 33 years old, and you can make an argument that she's at the peak of her career right now. I mean, Westworld has been
it's one of the biggest shows on television.
Enormous for her, and
so
she's the star.
She's the key.
And this is what the really sad part about it is that she probably thought for years, well, I'm not going to say anything because in fear for him and his success, like everybody's going to retaliate on me, thinking
well,
that I'm just doing.
Well, he hasn't had success
but,
in 2 decades.
You know, but, I mean,
but he
but
was the
still,
biggest star, right?
And, yeah, and, 20 years ago, sure.
The only
yeah.
time he
now.
Makes money now is when he goes on tour with Rob Zombie every Halloween.
Yeah.
That's true.
Does one show every
and
Halloween.
And then he falls on the stage because he's too drunk, allegedly, and you know has to do the rest of the tour in a cast.
In
and
a
he's
cast.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, his music stopped being good when Trent Reznor stopped producing it and Twiggy left.
I'm just wondering if people like Dita Von Teese or Rose McGowan are going to come out now and almost agree because those are famous exes of his as well too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll
I thought Rose McGowan had already said some stuff, but I don't know.
McGowan says a lot of stuff though.
Yeah,
I mean the whole like cocaine on airplanes. Like,
well,
who forgets their cocaine on an airplane?
I mean, I think she's definitely had some issues.
She struggled with some stuff.
Yeah. But you know that doesn't mean that she's not.
A victim.
Yeah,
sure, of
exactly.
Course.
But yeah, she's not. She's kind of. I don't know. I feel bad for her, you know, because it's like you've got a camera in your face your entire life, and then when you go up against somebody like Harvey Weinstein, which has been proven, she was one of the very first accusers of Weinstein, and that all turned out to be true. And thank goodness that piece of garbage is in jail now. I would like to see, like, if she is being, you know, she's adamant because she's testified in front of Congress. Evan Rachel Wood is in front of Congress about you know, her experiences. If this guy did do it, if Marilyn Manson did do it, take him to court too. Like,
oh yeah,
like litigate it.
Absolutely, like, I think that Mahoney, you're perfect when saying that, because I think that a lot of women, whenever they think of like the fear of coming out and saying something against their abuser, it always is, well, nothing's going to ever come to light, nothing's going to ever happen. You know, at the Marilyn Manson, probably their thought is nothing's going to happen to him if I come out and say this now. After, you know, her finally gaining some success, probably what I was alluding to earlier, it's like, now she probably feels more in control of the situation. She has more power in. Well, yeah, she probably feels like
she was dating him too, but like she was 18.
She probably feels like she has more power and control over the situation, to where maybe she feels like she can actually do something about it now. Yeah. And that happening over a 20-year course is pretty crazy.
Well, I'm glad that, I mean, she obviously made this decision to come out and say it on her own, which I'm glad that she's able to, you know, pull back the curtain.
A lot of people aren't.
Yeah, and she's in a position of power now where she can actually do something about it. And if he did all these terrible things to her, then screw him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like, even if he didn't, screw Marilyn Manson. You did one entertaining thing like 30 years ago. You were basically
a shock jock,
mm-hmm. except for you ran around on stage, and that's it. You know, I don't know.
Like I said, Reznor's production on the early albums is what really made it good, because I mean it was, those first two albums were great.
Did you guys happen to see Machine Gun Kelly fall off stage this weekend?
No, he was
hosting Saturday. No, he wasn't hosting.
So
he was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
And he fell on SNL.
Well, so he was. It's not during the performance, because that's what I initially thought when I saw the headline. You know, at the end where they're all up on stage and they're like hugging each other and
saxophones going.
So he goes to pick up Pete Davidson and like throw him over his shoulder and just whoop right off stage.
With Pete.
This falls right out of the camera shot.
Wait, that's kind of hilarious.
It's kind of funny.
It's very bro thing.
But the whole him falling off stage is one thing. Did you see him walking into...
Oh, with Megan.
Holding Megan Fox, like carrying her in like a baby in his arms. Like they're making out and you're just like... You guys.
Just douches.
Stop that.
And he's wearing an all-red outfit, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're so obsessed with each other.
That's annoying.
It drives me insane.
It's like, come on, man.
I hate it.
It's like the first time you ever got laid.
Yeah.
Come on.
It reminds me.
It's like you're 36. Like, come on, man.
It reminds me of Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton when they were on the red carpet.
Was sprung. I get that.
But it was more Angelina. But,
no, I know. But yes, Angelina's like, we just did it in the car on the way over here. Billy Bob's like, yeah, we did.
Have you seen him? Look at him. Billy Bob Thornton.
He looks like a bag of bones.
I mean, he's just like a bus driver.
A bus driver.
Great actor, though. Good in Farm Season 1 of Fargo.
Really good at acting as bus drivers.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So all of us probably have in our mind that one person that's either stayed with us for a very short period of time, maybe just a house guest, or that roommate that you're like, man, that made me appreciate every other roommate that I've had that wasn't quite as awful as that one individual. Mm-hmm. But who is that roommate or house guest that has just been terrible? Maybe it was a short time, maybe it was a long time that you were with them. Tim... over on our Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, if I'm being honest, of all the bad roommate stories, most of them were my fault. This one time I stole a pair of my roommate's socks because I was out of clean laundry. I didn't even ask 23 years later, and I'm still ashamed.
Dude, why didn't you just put on dirty socks?
Kevin
said, who has wore socks 2 days in a row?
My ex-in-laws would ask what's for dinner after I worked all day, after my ex and them did nothing all day. Cool.
Oh, that's pretty tilting.
Jennifer said just toothpaste all over the sink. Sharing a bathroom at this point, even with my wife, I don't like sharing a bath. Like, a bathroom, yes, but as far as a sink, I don't want to share a sink.
Oh, I have
really?
To all the
really?
Time.
Really?
My girlfriend has more hair in the sink than I do.
Yeah,
it's very.
You
and then I'm always dropping the curler.
Bathrooms, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you saying that I have the secret sauce to my relationship?
No, you don't share
bathrooms.
You've taken both sinks.
Yes, it's a hers and hers sink.
No,
and
it's
I kicked
not.
My husband to. Oh, actually, I didn't kick him.
Aha, the truth comes out.
The guest bathroom to be his, which also has a shower and a tub and the whole thing. So he has his own individual bathroom because, like you, everyone in the room agreed,
well, no,
doesn't like sharing a bathroom.
No, we don't like sharing a sink.
You don't share a sink.
That's why you enjoy sharing a bathroom?
That doesn't bother me at all.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah. As long as she stays on her side of the bathroom.
Creates a divide.
What happens if you need to, you're a closet pooper. What happens if you need to poop?
There's an actual poop closet. There's a little door. There's a water closet where I go in the...
It is kind of like a poop closet.
It's a poop closet.
It really is. Yeah.
What else happens?
That's the smallest room in your house.
Yes.
I mean, for sure. I feel like it's smaller than like most...
A normal closet.
Yeah.
Like a coat closet downstairs even. Yeah. That's bigger than my poop closet. Yep. Rachel said, hubby's friend got divorced. Wife took everything, so I said he could stay with us until he got back on his feet. I cooked and cleaned, and he paid me and my hubby nothing. Well, that was okay, but he was shopping all the time, buying stuff, and then he asked me to balance his checkbook for him so I knew his finances. Well, he wasn't saving up at all to get his own place, I learned. Needless to say, I gave him 1 month to find a new place.
Man.
There is, like, why?
Can you imagine having the audacity to be like, hey, I appreciate you letting me stay with you.
I get why your wife left you.
Thank you for cleaning for me and everything else. Would you mind balancing my checkbook for me? Because I have the what do you do?
If I were, you know, if I were in a situation where I needed to stay with a friend, I think I would be going, you would be doing everything and anything that you could to be like, to show your appreciation for letting them or letting you stay there.
Yes. You go above and beyond. Andrea said, my brother invited a good friend for Thanksgiving dinner. Would say weird things at dinner like, see you tomorrow, corn. Then proceed to take a number two and not flush.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Not the corn type either.
That's a serial
either.
Killer.
Come on.
I'll see you tomorrow. I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, but then the not flushing thing is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, same because he would
go
see you tomorrow because of the... poop you could see.
Yeah.
I was thinking that he was like just being weird at the leftovers.
So he's just talking to his food. Because like,
that is kind of funny. Not like from, just like want to see him.
From what I understand, isn't the corn like some of the it's the corn like digest.
Shell.
It's just a little shell that sometimes doesn't get.
Really? I'll see whole kernels just hanging.
No, it's just the shell. I think it's just the shell of it.
Really? Is it okay?
Yeah. Oh no.
Let's see.
Stacy said my old
That's
roommate.
That's a whole cob. Oh my God.
Stacy said my old roommate in Huntington Beach and I shared a room and she would bring random dudes home and I would walk in on her all of the time doing the dirty. I finally told her she needs to leave their shoes outside of our bedroom so at least I would know.
Sock on the door.
Before I walked into our room. It was a shared room. And she's just in there just getting her freak on all of the time.
Have you ever been in a situation like where you were dating somebody or you were not even dating, but like where they had a shared room? Have you ever been in a situation like
where
that?
Where you have to go over to their place and get it on in the shared room?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of thrilling, isn't it?
No.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So the worst house guest or roommate that you've ever had, 833-YO-DUMMY. This one texted over to us from Zach. He said, my wife's grandma, who's been living with us for 2.5 years, does not believe in using soap on anything.
Oh, my God.
So what does she use? Is it just water? Water
like
it down?
How do you wash your dishes?
Well, how do you wash? You don't wash your clothes with soap? Well, you just...
I mean, if you just rinse them, that's one thing. I mean, because maybe the detergent gets you...
Sensitive.
Seems very functional.
I understand
functional.
That. But I mean, soap, they make sensitive soaps.
Yeah.
Well, huh,
very interesting. But wait, she doesn't use it on her body?
Yeah, that seems very paranoid.
No, on the dishes is the thing that creeps me out the most.
Not the body part?
I mean, you rinse it down. Rinse it down.
Water will do you.
I have so many questions about this one.
Know.
Also texted over to us. A guest showered at my place, then got out and sat crisscross applesauce on my pillow while talking about their cockroach problem at their place.
Wait, I mean, were they not wearing pants?
It doesn't sound like they were wearing pants.
You know, if you got your legs crossed.
Is it worse if a guy or a girl does the crisscross applesauce?
I'm wondering if it is a girl. Because if it's a dude sitting crisscross applesauce on your pillow, we got questions as to why you didn't say, get your stuff off my pillow.
No, it goes two ways. That's two ways, man. Two ways.
But if it's a girl, I feel like a guy wouldn't say something immediately because they're trying to like she's naked on my pillow.
They're naked. Yeah, let's see what happens.
I don't know. I don't want your junk anywhere on my pillow. That's where my face goes.
I know. That's how you get pink eye. Doesn't matter if it's right out of the shower or not, because maybe it's like that grandma wasn't even using soap.
My ex-roommate was a bartender who would get so drunk after every shift, come home, throw up in my bathroom. Thankfully, she never left a mess, but it sounded like she was dying every single time.
Oh, man. I know that sound. I'm familiar with that sound.
This one also texted over. My friend and his child needed a place to stay for a bit. I said, sure. One afternoon, I was going to the bathroom, needed to get some more teepee. Went to the closet where we kept all of the extra teepee, and there was no teepee. I heard some giggling coming from the other bathroom. It was my friend's kid playing in the tub with my new Costco-sized toilet paper pack. I mentioned it to my friend. He just laughed it off. I gave them a month to find another place, said Kyle.
Don't mess with a man's toilet paper.
Man, you put...
Especially during, like, quarantine.
Toilet paper is such a beautiful, pure thing, and then you get it wet. You know what I'm talking about? There's no saving it, right?
Oh, no.
But, I mean, you bust... You take the whole pack... And you put it in the tub?
That's like 24 rolls.
Yeah, yep. I'm putting a kid out on the street because of that, definitely.
Which Kyle did.
Yep. Good for you, Kyle.
This one had a roommate in college that loved to cook fabulous meals for himself, using every pot and pan in the kitchen, and then refused to do dishes, even got to the point where he paid a friend to come over to do the dishes for him.
I hate doing dishes, though, too.
Still got them done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a stranger in your home to do your dishes, it seems a little extreme.
Speaking of dishes, this one, Keith, is a winner. I had a roommate that brought 3 milk crates full of dirty dishes when he moved into our apartment.
Oh, no.
After 2 weeks of sitting in the kitchen unclean, I mentioned that he needed to do something about them. Did he wash them? No. He put them in his bathroom instead. They were still in there when I moved out 6 months later.
Dude, you...
Just throw them away at
that
point, right?
Just throw them away.
You cannot take dishes into the bathroom. There is like an invisible like plane. You cannot pass through that doorway with a dish. You don't take a drink in there. You don't take a cereal bowl.
No paper towels.
I knew a girl who was dating a guy, and I think they broke it off because of this. I'm not sure, but she told me that he went into the bathroom to use the bathroom while eating... spaghetti. He took a plate of spaghetti into the bathroom.
No, spaghetti
and was
is
eating
porous.
It
sucks stuff in.
He was eating it while taking a dump, and then he left the plate on the back of the toilet.
Oh, come on.
Yes, he did.
The only
she
caveat.
Walked in and she's like, why is there a plate of spaghetti in here?
The only caveat you could maybe take, like if you were taking like a relaxing bath. Then you could have a
wine.
You can't eat spaghetti in a relaxing bath.
I feel like you could.
I feel like you could too. You could do a lot of things in a relaxing bath.
You get some floaties in there, man.
Yeah,
there's
gonna be pasta stuck in the drain.
I basically look like a fettuccine Alfredo noodle in there anyway, so I am a bowl of pasta whenever I'm in the bathtub.
Y'all
are
messed up, man.
Stephen Mahoney every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So we're talking about the worst house guest or roommate that you've ever had. How much does it tilt you guys when you have a house guest and they have the audacity to mess with a thermostat?
Oh, you don't touch somebody else's thermostat.
Right?
That is almost worse than drinking the last beer in the fridge,
yep,
eating somebody's leftovers, all of that.
I'm scared to touch my own thermostat in my house. Seriously.
Because your significant other? Because your girl? Yeah,
that's exactly it.
She'll shank him.
Paula said my sister's in-law came to visit for the holidays, which I thought was pretty inappropriate just because of the pandemic. But they would smoke all day and move the heater up to 70 degrees, amongst other things that they would do. House stank like cigarettes all day long. Luckily, my crappy attitude made them leave 8 days early.
Hell,
all right.
Yes.
That's how you do it. Passive aggressive.
Squeeze them out.
See,
squeeze them out.
Your wife's got a couple siblings, and you've got a bunch of siblings. So you know people are coming in and out of your house. But if you had, I feel like if there is a sibling of your spouse that you just can't stand, I feel like you have that conversation. You're like, let's put them up in a hotel.
Yeah.
Like rather than like if they're gonna just sit around and smoke all day and be malcontents, let's put them up in a hotel.
Let me ask you guys something. Is it a passive aggressive move, or are there actually people that are ignorant enough to do this and not know they're doing it? When you are staying at somebody's house, the spot that you choose to sit on the couch matters, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone's got their spot on the couch. And if you mess with that, you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, the whole dynamic
right?
is messed up. It's a simple ask. Hey, yeah, cool if I sit here?
Where do you sit?
Exactly.
I'll just ask him where they sit so I know not to sit there.
Yeah.
Because like everyone's got their spot on the couch. Don't sit. Don't you?
I don't know. Sometimes when you
that's got the little side table. That's where I keep my drink and my
you would sit in my spot.
That's your spot?
Yes. Near the table.
Oh, well, I mean, that's different if it's for a fight or something like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. How long were you sitting in?
I'm just
in
all night.
Come on, Dave.
I didn't want to get up.
I'm in my spot.
That's Dave's spot.
I made him go get me new drinks, too, because I didn't want to give up the spot. Because I could tell it was the best spot.
It is the best spot. It's perfectly aligned with the center of the TV.
Henry said, I had a roommate whose wife would be in bed and wait for me to go outside to smoke and then get up and lock the door when I did. I had to bang on the door to get in. She would always say, you must have locked yourself out.
I like that.
Maybe so I do too. That's a move.
I don't know if this is just me being overly sensitive or not, but if somebody's staying at my house, like, I don't want them even smoking outside out front. Like, I'm a non-smoker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, because then they're cigarette butts. They don't put them places. Then they're in the yard.
Well, and you have a smoking area in your backyard. I mean, you'll not now, but I mean.
For cigars
and stuff. Yeah. Would you rather them smoke in the backyard?
I'd rather them not smoke cigarettes at all. If you want to smoke cigar, you can smoke cigar.
I remember one time we were over at your house for a fight, and this is pre-pandemic, and there was some guy that was smoking cigarettes, and I remember you were loudly complaining about that when he was right on the other side of the door enjoying his cigarette.
That's right.
Yeah, and you're like, I forget who the guy was, but
No, he was the boyfriend of one of our friends none of us had ever met.
And you were telling the person who we knew brought him, you're like, don't bring him anymore to my house.
Yep. He's right there.
Yeah,
he's
right there.
You're banned. Where are you going to put you left cigarettes? I found two cigarette butts in my backyard.
And you had to pick them up, didn't you?
I threw them in my neighbor's yard.
One of the grossest things I've ever had to experience is I was moving out of my apartment in Chicago. My roommate was still, he was staying there, and he was so crazy. He was just the messiest person ever, never did dishes, never showered, left his clothes everywhere, just mold. He did not clean up his room, so we had to go in there once I was moving out. I found 15 water bottles filled with urine.
Oh, no.
15 in his closet, just sitting there.
What did you do?
Left them.
You just left them.
Left them.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, what do you guys get? I know road nuggets. Do you get road nuggets or the french fries? I don't know. I'd rather take the french fries over the nuggets. Let me know.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, driving fries are good, but driving nugs, that's the business.
The problem with driving nuggets compared to driving fries is that you need the sauce to dip them in, and that is too much work while I'm trying to focus on the road.
See, my wife's car, it's got this little thing where it's supposed to work where, like, you can put your cell phone on it and it just charges, like, right on the thing where
the Q thing, whatever.
The thing that you lift up or whatever, you know what I'm talking about? But on the top of it, it's got a little thing for the cell phone. It didn't work, but it's supposed to. It's now doubling as a sauce holder for driving nugs, and it is a blessing in disguise. I think that all cars should just come with a nugget sauce holder.
I mean, cup holders, you never realize how important cup holders are until you have
a bad cup holder.
Yeah.
Mahoney and I, over the weekend, I did this over the weekend. Mahoney just co-signed me whenever I was talking about it with him. Driving toast.
What the hell are you talking
from
about?
From Cane's?
Ugh, get out of here with this Cane's nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Driving toast? Because you go, no slaw. Who wants slaw? None of us want slaw. No slaw, extra toast, buttered on both sides. We get driving toast.
Driving toast. But Mahoney doesn't stop at just one singular driving toast.
I get four toasts total, two for the road, two for at home.
You know what's funny is that now that Mahoney's not eating fast food, and now that he's having a healthy year, I feel like Mahoney has become that dude who talks about all the chicks that he banged in college. Even though he's not doing it anymore.
In memory.
Well, it's close. Yeah, it's all the chicken nuggets I used to bang.
Back in the good old days. Yeah, man. I used to get two pieces of driving toast. I was a freak.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Out of everyone on the show, who do you think is the coolest? But, you know, cool takes on a different meaning as you get older. So I'm not talking about cool kid from high school type cool. Just cool.
Message deleted.
Cool kid from high school peaked. It is just a giant loser now, which probably me and Dave are can fit that. We peaked 20 years ago.
I mean,
No one here has peaked yet. We can't say that.
Speak for yourself, man. I mean, you're the dude over here wearing Brooks Beast and Tommy Bahama
shirts. Yeah, I'm living my best life.
I think that's the epitome of cool, to be honest with you.
I was talking to my wife. All I can wait again, you know, like, you know, for the vaccine to get rolled out and us to get back to a normal sort of life so I can start cruising again, baby. I miss cruising. It's been well over a year since my last cruise, and I'm fiending for it, Dave.
Okay, so Mahoney is definitely the least cool on the show. I mean, as far as like cool goes, it's got to be Ian, right? Like he's always dressed cool. You do cool
stuff.
I wear
the same thing every day.
I know, but it's cool.
Layers.
It's cool.
Yeah. It's the layering. Yeah.
Layering. Yeah. I'm still going Mahoney for cool.
Thank
level
you,
here.
Yeah,
I have to. Even
up.
Though he said he misses cruising, and if you go on Craigslist, cruising is a whole different
You know what?
Thing.
I take
Huey
it back.
Lewis
Ian
and,
has
Gwyneth
gotten
Paltrow.
Remarkably less cool by thinking that Mahoney is cool. Audrey, you're
Dave,
the coolest.
Thank you. I was really waiting for that.
Dave, I live my best life. That's what I'm doing right now. Don't, you know, and I feel like there's nothing cooler than living your best life.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
This is something we should be teaching our kids.
Yeah.
Mahoney. Mahoney's got the right idea.
Comfort, leisure.
That's right.
You wouldn't even be the coolest dad at the barbecue if there was one of those.
I wouldn't go to your barbecue.
It's because you don't know how to operate a grill.
I understand. Yeah.
Grill all the time. I understand.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Believe it or not, I have a friend who actually gets better at chess when he's a little hammered. He's like Popeye with his spinach, guys. Seriously.
Message deleted.
We moved on past chess.
Yeah, I mean, Queen's Gambit, it was a thing. We're all over it
Same
again.
Thing. Like,
yeah.
You get about 2 weeks. You get
Who
2 weeks.
It's over chess. It's been a game for centuries.
Right, and then they developed Mario Kart, and it was better.
That's right.
Is there a worse game than chess?
No.
Checkers.
Not
checkers.
Low. No, checkers. Checkers is way more fun.
No, it's not.
Way
no.
more fun. Yeah. King me.
Nah. Checkers is probably the worst. Or whatever that reversey. Did you never know how to play it? You know what I'm talking about?
Reversey.
It was like when you had like Windows 90, like the not even Windows 95, but like the early Windows, there was like two games. There was always Solitaire and then this game called Reversey, and you got these like black and white little like circle things, and then there's like these like arrows. I never knew how to play it. I tried to learn 1,000 times when I was a kid, and then I just like this game sucks.
With a mine thing? Where you just clicked a bunch of
That's
the
Minesweeper.
Little...
I know Minesweeper. And then there was Astro Pinball, but there was a game called Reversey, which was BS.
Harkening back to our previous voicemail, Nada was reminding you, Mahoney, saying that you're the coolest is not cool.
Ooh.
I don't know. I feel like I live a pretty good life.
I feel like you live a pretty
Did you
cool
sniff
life?
At him?
Yeah, he does. He does. It's a dad sniff. Dad sniff, Nada.
Well, we'll see about that.
I got a little stuff in my throat.
Cool stuff in his throat.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, a couple of things coming out of Los Angeles from this weekend. Did you guys see the pictures of the UFO?
No.
I mean, it was...
It's very exciting, everybody. I think they're finally going to come down and hang out with us.
A person was on her phone when she saw this thing hovering in the sky, flying in the same direction
mothership.
She was heading. A group of lights trailing behind it. She shot three consecutive photos as quickly as she could. And as you can see, I mean, it's definitely... By definition, a UFO, an unidentified flying object. It appears to change positions, both tilting ever so slightly and then moving to a new spot in the sky. Visible for a few seconds before it literally just vanishes into thin air. But, I mean, the pictures, which were purchased by TMZ because they put their watermark all over it. I mean, it definitely looks like what we would think a UFO would look like based on the movies.
This just looks like, to me, a spy craft from some country, probably our own or China.
A spy craft from our own country is spying right above
We're testing them out.
Flying saucer.
Area 51's not for aliens. It's for test aircraft.
This wasn't in Area 51. This
is. You know how far LA is from Area 51? About 20 minutes by plane.
I don't know. That is crazy.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Mahoney, I don't think that's what kind of plane?
Really?
Oh,
like an F-16? You can make it. You can make it.
F-16.
You can make it from Las Vegas to LA in 45 minutes on a Southwest flight.
No. This is the Millennium Falcon.
This is not an F-15.
It's not. No, it's an experimental aircraft.
It's definitely not a Southwest airline. Okay, so it's a saucer-like.
Yeah,
it just disappears.
I didn't say it was aliens. I said it was a UFO. I said it was a UFO.
An unidentified flying object.
Yeah, which I said, spy plane from the U.S. or
Mahoney's
China.
Mahoney's identified it.
Thank you,
done.
Mahoney, for your research in this. Really.
You're
you
welcome.
Looked at one picture.
Mahoney just figured it out. He looked at one picture. No. He didn't even know it existed before I just told him about it.
Well,
he just looked it up and he just decided.
Here's the person who believes in aliens that it's not aliens.
Yeah, I do believe in aliens.
I believe in aliens. And if a race of aliens has mastered interdimensional or interstellar space travel, they will know how not to be seen by our dumbasses.
Because
all we are
down.
Is a bunch of primates walking around thinking that we know stuff.
You're giving them way too much credit. Like we, as humans, we're a species that is highly evolved intellectually.
That's what we think.
That's what we think, right? But we do dumb stuff all of the time. You don't think that there's one drunk alien out there who's going to fly a little bit too close?
No.
But also, if they're going to come down, whenever we are absolutely in shambles as a human, like as a human beings,
we are
in shambles virally right now.
Well, I just hope
we are weakened at the current moment.
We're not like tasty or something. You know, that's my biggest fear is that aliens are going to like love a taste of our like livers or something.
Do they want to eat us and then get COVID?
I don't know. We eat a bunch of other animals, don't we?
See, that's
like why would that be so weird that like you think we're going to go to other planets and not eat stuff there?
We don't
know
their genetic makeup. Like they don't know our genetic makeup.
We roll to another place that has life. We're killing everything and eating it because we are. That's how we roll. You act like that's
no,
not what we're going
to
do.
We're just going to start trying to mine for oil, like wherever they are.
We're build a pipeline.
If we can make it to another planet that has life, we're not going to need oil at that point.
So this is pretty wild. In the NFL, there's a number of high profile trades that are going on and being talked about and everything else. But Matthew Stafford is headed to the Los Angeles Rams. So
the Rams are going
to
be good.
The Lions traded Matthew Stafford to the Rams for 3 draft picks, 2 first round picks in 2022, 2023, third rounder this year. And they're also sending Jared Goff to the Lions, which is really something. Now, there's always rumors that there was some tension between Sean McVay, who's the head coach of the Rams, and Jared Goff because there was a group text message going around, and Jared Goff said something along the lines like he wanted to bone Sean McVay's girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. Who knows if that's true or not? Doesn't really matter, but Jared Goff did come out and say he's happy to be going somewhere that he is appreciated and wanted.
Okay.
All right.
Jared Goff, I mean, like, Sean McVay, not an athlete, you know, but one of the, you know, most up-and-coming head coaches, younger.
Superstar young
probably
head coach,
probably the best-looking
yes.
head coach in the NFL outside of maybe Mike Tomlin, because that beard on Mike Tomlin, damn good beard.
No, Sean McVay is a good-looking guy, though.
But, Goff is just, like, a middling quarterback, kind of got a stupid punchable face.
Yes.
You know,
he does have a punchable face. I mean, statistically, though, he has been better than Matthew Stafford these last couple of years.
But is he a leader?
Is he an elite-level quarterback? No, but Matthew Stafford has, what, maybe 3 years left? Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe? I mean, I guess
I think he'll do. I think he'll do something decent in L.A.
So, lots of L.A. stuff for whatever reason today. A bunch of morons blocked the Dodger Stadium vaccination site this weekend. I don't know if you saw that, but they turned Dodger Stadium into a place where people can drive through and get vaccinated.
Can we just arrest these people and then convict them and just slap them across the face? Because this is the dumbest stuff I've ever heard.
Yeah, so they showed up and they were actually blocking the entrance to Dodger Stadium, which, of course, as if there's more gridlock needed when you're going to a vaccination site in L.A., but they can vaccinate about 10,000 people per day, and it remains open until about 10 p.m. each night. Needed to close temporarily because there was people carrying signs that said, "Turn back now, save your soul. COVID-19 is a hoax."
Oh, so we're going to lockdown. We're going to a make believe place if we get a vaccine. We're damned,
and it's going to ruin your soul. And there was also people holding signs and screaming, "You're being a lab rat," in reference to people getting.
Well, then
COVID-19
let us.
Vaccine.
Also, if I want to get it, you're not going to be my mommy and daddy and tell me that I'm not going to go and get it.
I think you're a dope, buddy. You can sit here and think that it's all fake, but just stay out of my way.
Stay out of my way.
Yeah. Does it
much
ever
like
work?
Your religion, keep it to yourself.
Does it
the moment
work?
You get in my face with it, that's the moment we have a problem. Even if I agree with you.
Yep.
I don't want to hear it from anybody. If I'm taking my grandma or my grandfather to go get vaccinated
can
and there's
imagine?
Some dope, I'm going to beat you with their walker.
For real, though.
Tennis balls on or off?
Off.
All right. That's some serious business. Stagecoach and Coachella.
Toast. Done.
Yep. Not happening this year because, you know, this fake COVID-19 hoax that's going on. California officials have canceled the 2021 live editions of Coachella and Stagecoach. This had been pushed back, and they were planning to do it in April of this year. They say they look forward to the event's return, but it's not going to happen this year. So, it's not a huge surprise. I mean, we're already in February now. The idea of being able to get you know, tens of thousands of people together for a festival in 2 months' time.
No way, Jose.
Forget about it.
So which is so devastating because, I mean, we were creeping up on a year. We were actually, I mean, I'm still really hopeful for this vaccine, but the rollout and the way that we've been doing it has been very anticlimactic. I was thinking that all of a sudden they were just going to, like, take airplanes and just... kind of like how they do, like retarding over like fires, just like
they're going to chemtrail the vaccines on us.
Okay. I was kind of hoping.
And the frogs are all straight. All right.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents:
Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Audrey was doing some prep over the weekend. She posted a picture of it. She was studying up with some Jeopardy quizzing.
I was.
And you feel like you're prepared today? Take Mahoney down.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, so this is how we play it every week. There's a total of 6 questions. You guys have an option to pass on one of them, should you choose. Audrey, you get the option to go first or second.
I'm going to go first.
You're going to go first, and Mahoney's going to get up and leave the room, go to a soundproof space. Mahoney, anything you'd like to say to Audrey before you go?
My 3.5 years of community college are unstoppable.
And again, over the eyes with the mask, it's so weird. So we wear masks here at work when we're not actually on the air because it would, you know, it's hard to do when you're talking into a microphone.
Yeah, for sure.
But anytime anyone gets up and leaves the room, they put on a mask. And Mahoney, for those that are watching at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, you see it. But it's so baffling to me. He takes his mask and he puts it over his eyes and then pulls it down over his nose and mouth.
He does say that his ears are in direct alignment with his eyeballs, so he has to pull it down because that's where
you don't.
I know, but it's kind of true.
Don't
he does everything
justify
wrong.
It? It's just so strange. All right, so here we go. 6 questions. You do have a pass, should you choose to use it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number 1, what are the colors of the Norwegian flag?
Wow, right out the gate with a really hard one. Okay, Norwegian flag. I'm going to say blue, white. Is there a third color in there? I'm going to say blue and white, and maybe like yellow.
You're close. I think you mixed it up with the Swedish flag.
Okay.
There's blue, white, and yellow there. It's red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Man. Okay. It's fine.
One incorrect. No worries. Here we go on to number 2. A group of lions are known as what?
A pride.
A pride is correct. Yes, on the board. Question number 3. How many bones do sharks have in their bodies?
I'm going to pass.
That is a good pass.
Good pass.
What would your guess have been?
I'm going to say like 72.
Zero, none.
Ew, they have no bones.
Isn't that even more gross, knowing that they have no bones?
Wait, ew.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why do they have no bones?
How
do they structurally stay together? See, that's why the ocean sucks.
Yep. The colored part of the human eye that controls how much light passes through the pupil is called what?
Your iris.
The iris is correct. Also, heck of a song by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Hell yeah.
Just what a jam.
City of Angels.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Nicolas Cage, Meg Ryan.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Don't spoil City of Angels for people. Come on.
Question number 5. How many weeks are in a year?
52?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did you whisper it first?
Did you actually know that? Because
yeah.
You did? Okay. Why do you always question it?
She looks at me and she goes, 52. Say it out loud. Say it louder.
52.
Yeah. Okay, so you got 3 correct. Final question. How many centimeters are in a meter?
Oh, man. 100? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Hey.
Audrey.
Oh,
yeah.
4 out of the 5. For those of you that are watching along in the chat or texting along today at 833-YO-DUMMY, wrong answers only, please. Mahoney is a known cheater. He has re-entered the room with his mask over
his
nose and mouth where it belongs.
Not his eyeballs.
All right, here we go. Mahoney, are you ready for question number 1?
Dude, the top of my ears are in line with my eyes.
I tried to say that.
It doesn't matter. Like, you still, you put the mask on and then you hook it over the ears. You don't just, okay. Question number 1. What colors are the Norwegian flag?
The Norwegian flag is blue, yellow. I don't know if there's a white outline or not. I'm trying to think. I'm just going to go blue and yellow. Or you can say gold.
No, no, no. That's the Swedish flag you're thinking of. It's red, white, and blue. Red, white,
is
blue.
It?
Yeah. I said the same
she
thing.
She said the same thing.
Yeah, that was the same country.
They're not.
That's what I thought.
They're same thing.
Sorry, Norway.
Apologies to all of our Norwegian fans, including big.
Your country looks like a penis.
Which is why we like it so much.
Florida. Very phallic.
You're Europe's Florida. That's really mean.
That's really mean.
I'm saying like how they look.
Okay. Question number two.
We hang to the right. They hang to the left.
Yeah. Question number two. Groups of lions are known as what?
A pride.
A pride is correct, yes. Question number three. How many bones do sharks have in their bodies?
I'm going to pass on that one.
That's a good pass. What would you have guessed?
One.
None.
Yeah, it's shark teeth aren't bones?
No, their entire body is made of cartilage.
Yeah,
the cartilage. With the shark tooth, puken shell necklace.
But they're not made of bones; they're made of enamel.
Even like their skull, that's a bone.
That's cartilage.
Huh. Their teeth are bones.
Well, their teeth are teeth.
Their teeth.
Teeth are bones.
Are they?
No.
Yes.
No,
teeth are bones.
They're just
bones on the outside.
Teeth are teeth. Teeth aren't bones.
Teeth are bones.
So a dentist is just a bone doctor?
Kinda.
So what? Am I cheating when I get my teeth cleaned?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, here we go on to the next question. The colored part of the human eye that controls how much light passes through the pupil is called what?
The iris.
The iris is correct. Got two correct, two more questions to go. How many weeks in a year?
52.
And question number six, how many centimeters are in a meter?
Centimeters in a meter, that would be 100.
100 is correct. Mahoney, nice little comeback there. You got four correct. Audrey also got four correct. She wins.
She doesn't win. She wins. That's a tie.
She wins.
And you probably helped and cheated and collusion.
Nope.
All that.
Why? Because she's not smart enough because she's a woman? Is that what you're saying?
Why would you even say that?
Is that what you're saying?
Here's what's making news.
So, once again, prepare to be shocked. We had a story like this last week as well, but more rich people are getting the vaccines by just buying access.
Of course they are.
A bunch of super rich people are just jumping and they're heading to Florida to do it.
Dave, it's the same concept of you're not ugly, you're just poor. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this falls into. You know, if you have money, it's amazing how much things work better for you in the world.
So a lot of people out of Hollywood are taking private jets, going to Florida. $50,000 is the cost of it. Strict rules in California limit COVID shots to over 65 and medical workers. Vaccine tourism is seeing celebrity agents and studio heads traveling to Florida, Hawaii, even Alaska, where age limits do not apply. Richard Parsons, former boss of Time Warner, is in the crosshairs right now because he is one of the few COVID tourists who have admitted to jumping on a private jet to get a vaccine in Florida. Of the 1.1 million people vaccinated in Florida, 39,000 of them do not even live there. They've flown in to get the vaccine.
I hate this. This is, you know, and then you're bragging about it on social media, you douche canoes.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's let the people who need to get vaccinated first get vaccinated.
If you're taking a vaccine from somebody who is elderly and at risk and could die if they get it, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah, you're a douche.
Suck. That's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, and we're not talking about like, oh, there was a freezer broke and all of a sudden we got it. No, if you are purposely traveling and spending $50,000,
you're bribing your way to beat the system. You're buying your way.
You're a douchebag.
I will say though that if there's like a tiered system where like if we're going and like not enough people in said tier are getting the vaccines, there needs to be a better way for like you know like you guys to be like, hey. I have now been able to get the vaccine. You get a phone call from wherever you've already signed up so that we're not throwing away all of these vaccines because they're not getting administered.
For sure. Yeah, I mean,
the whole system is just a little wacky.
Yeah,
right
I mean, you can tell this is our first rodeo, if you will. Because we have been bad at this. But the idea of...
Maybe we shouldn't have dismantled the organization that we had in place for things like this. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Maybe we need emergency response.
Perhaps.
When it comes to, pandemics. Huh.
So the scientists have developed what they're calling maybe the holy trinity of birth control. It is a contraceptive gel that boosts...
Being ugly? There you go.
It is a contraceptive gel that boosts libido, prevents pregnancy, and reduces the risk of STDs. So the gel enhanced male libido and... As if we need that.
We don't need
and
that.
And prevented pregnancy in 100% of rats, which is what they're testing it on.
Okay. Prevents it?
Prevents.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So nobody getting pregnant. when you're using this.
But although, also your libido goes up.
Yeah.
I don't trust
a
dude.
What a nightmare.
It's a gel that's applied to the to the male junk.
Nope, I don't trust it.
Yeah.
We want you to have a heightened sense of you're horny all the time.
You're more horny.
And you can't get pregnant.
You're not procreating. And you're not getting an STD. But further, this also helps to with erectile dysfunction. So now you're excitable and horny.
This is not what the world needs.
And ready to go.
No. We need almost the opposite of this.
Get rid of the libido part and the erection part. Man. And we'll be
Why
fine.
Why are you guys hating on male libido?
It's already fine.
What about women libido? Can we make something for this for women? The same exact thing?
Also,
yes. Money.
They've already thought of it for you guys, too.
As a woman, would you trust a dude who's like, no, I got that cool erection gel that's not going to get you pregnant? Every dude's going to say that.
He's just
going to put
KY
on some
jelly.
LA looks on there.
Yeah.
Oh, my LA God. Looks. Now we're stuck together.
Tipsy or toddler?
I did that when we got.
So Ian does a marvelous job trying to figure out what was said in each one of these clips. This is either something that was said by a person who's hammered or a little kid, and then Ian transcribes what was actually said. You guys trying to figure out if it's tipsy or toddler. There's a total of five. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner. Mahoney, you'll go first. Audrey, number two, and then Ian and I will take it from there. Are you ready for number one?
Yes.
Okay, Mahoney, take it away.
Number one, get the flu shot. Good already. Check 1 minute. We done.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to say that is a toddler.
A toddler is correct. Well done. Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen.
Get in a flu shot. Could only take 1 minute. We done.
See?
That should be a flu shot commercial right there.
Give that kid an endorsement deal.
Get in a flu shot. Could only take 1 minute. We done.
See this
Are
kid?
British? Like is that a British kid?
No, it is not.
No.
Just a very excited one about getting a flu shot.
This a kid excited about getting a shot is pretty unbelievable. All right. So Audrey on the board with 1 point. On to number two. Audrey, take it away whenever you're ready.
Hey, shaking me. And then jumped out the room. And I'm like, I need John Jeremy, like trying to look.
Tipsy or toddler, Mahoney?
I'm going to say that is a tipsy person.
Yeah. Wow. Impressive. Here we go.
Hey, shaking me and then jumped out of the room. And I'm like, are you jumped out? And he's like trying to look.
Each of you have a point. Here we go on number three. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. Lumila Hands, I'm a Mexican that loves you. In my hair is speaking. Hi-fi me. Will you please? Will you please? Hi-fi me.
Audrey.
I already said Mahoney.
Audrey rang in after.
That's the way the game's
played. No, it's not. He said, ring in when you know it. I rang in when I knew it.
Oh, after it's done.
That is a toddler. As a toddler.
It is not.
Uh-huh.
It is not. That is is a drunk person.
Is it?
Well, yes, here.
I'm a man that loves you. In a manner of speaking. High five me, please. Will you please?
Wait, is that a man or a woman?
Is that Ian? It sounds like Ian.
That was not me. Thank you very much. I identify as a male, and that was a dude who was just way too hammered and way too excited for a high five.
He sounds so creepy.
He said he
metaphorically wants to make love to you.
He's in the middle of the street, hammered. Of course he's weird.
He wants a high five.
High five, will you please? Will you please? High five me.
That kind of sounds like a song.
It's good.
It did.
High five me. All right, so Mahoney, you do not get a point for that one. Audrey, you are in the lead now. I'm going to give you a point.
That's not how that
here
works.
Here we go.
Can we say how?
You just ring in whenever you want now, I guess.
Just whenever.
I guess.
Sure.
All right, what's the point of reading this?
Yeah.
All right, clip number four. It weak.
Audrey.
Huh? What'd you do it, you stupid blank? Are we this? It brisks.
Tipsy or toddler?
She didn't even
listen
to it.
That's a tipsy person.
Nope. It's a toddler.
It's a toddler.
Okay. I'm just trying to take advantage of the way that this game is supposedly supposed to be played.
I knew it when Dave said that. You're just trying to beat the system.
Here we go.
And make this game awful.
But you did. You stupid. But it is. Stupid.
Was it talking smack to a toy?
It was talking smack to a toy.
What kind of toy was that?
It just like a little speaking spell.
Huh. All right, so both of you only have a single point. Fifth and final one. Are you both ready?
Yes.
Whoever gets this wins. I know there's 100 Landon Island in E.O. Can someone help me? Help me.
Audrey.
Ooh.
And of course they say it at the same time. I'm going Mahoney.
Okay.
That is a tipsy person.
For the win. That is correct.
Hit it! Woo! Give the man his music.
That's right. Play me off Joe Esposito.
I know there's on that lay down. Someone help me! Help me!
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So here's an easy way to make $1 million. All you have to do is prove the existence of an afterlife.
Oh,
easy.
That's all?
So easy peasy.
Billionaire Robert Bigelow is passionate about the afterlife. If you're not familiar with Robert Bigelow, longtime fixture of Las Vegas, really interesting guy, has this fascination. He made all of his money from AmeriSuites. So he's not the tea guy? The tea guy.
Yeah, like Bigelow tea.
Oh. No, I don't think he's the same Bigelow as the Bigelow tea guy.
Is he Deuce?
It's a rival Bigelow family.
He's Deuce's older brother. He also is a male gigolo.
Okay.
Yeah. but he's really an interesting guy. So the story about him offering $1 million to anyone that can prove the existence of an afterlife is obviously garbage because almost all proof is subjective.
Yeah.
Especially in a case like this.
It's very on-brand for
him. Hasn't he seen the new Netflix documentary on surviving death?
Is that maybe that's what
my
you should
mom
do?
Just watch that.
Send him a link to that and then just be like, boom, you owe me $1 million.
But the problem is that he wants you to do like a whole essay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have
2,500 word essay to convince him of human consciousness after one's physical death. So Robert Bigelow is a fascinating guy. If you just want to go down a little rabbit hole today on somebody that you don't really understand, just Google Robert Bigelow and Skywalker Ranch. It's fascinating. So Skywalker Ranch
is what George Lucas owned.
Skywalker Ranch is where the UFO supposedly went down in Utah. And before the government...
Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker. I'm an idiot. Yes.
I'm like, what, that's where THX and LucasArts is based out of?
Skinwalker Ranch, a UFO supposedly went down there.
Skin.
Which is even crazier.
Lots of things with the cattle out there as well, too.
Before the government could get there, he came in and bought it up, and he supposedly still has...
Skinwalker Ranch now, though, too.
Skinwalker Ranch, that's totally different, though. That's just where everyone poops their pants.
A lot of Fruit of the Loom.
Everyone's walking around with skid marks. But he has, like, guys with, you know, full-on machine guns guarding it to this day. It's Skinwalker Ranch and Robert Bigelow is worth a Google. It's
terrifying.
Very interesting stuff.
We're supposed to tell this gentleman exactly if we've ever had an after-death experience.
Well, to convince him of human consciousness after one's physical death.
So, you have to also be, like, very persuasive, like the best type of, salesperson on post-death
experience? He's convinced, so his whole thing is, like, he's obsessed with outer space, like all billionaires are, and he's been trying for years to build the first outer space hotel where you can actually go stay, but he said that his interest in aerospace sparked because of a particular incident involving his grandparents' interaction with a strange celestial body. And so he's made a ton of money, and now he's just obsessed with things that are out of reach for all humans, which are proof of an existence after death and outer space, although they're starting to figure out outer space.
If we could prove there is life after death or consciousness after death, then that would just make all of this, like, kind of pointless.
Well, not if you get rewards, not if you get...
What, like a Starbucks reward card?
That's like every religion.
You're waiting in a Jiffy Lube waiting room for the rest of eternity.
Oh, no. This guy watched Soul. Afterlife. This guy watched Soul, and all of a sudden he's like, wait, hold up. Is there this weird middle ethereal type of area?
Tony Duncan said it's called Flatliners, which I don't know if you guys remember that movie was it the 80s or 90s?
I think that was the early
Julia
90s.
Roberts and like Kiefer Sutherland. That movie scared the hell out of me when I was little.
Kyle is wondering if there's resort fees and parking fees for the outer space hotel.
Probably.
Rooms are only $27, but the resort fees
taxes
$59 a night. And Dad said, so if I get boned by an alien and then I become rich, that's exactly how it works. So this is obviously the week of the Super Bowl. And Shaq was talking, of course, about the Super Bowl and Tom Brady. He thinks that Tom Brady did the Patriots dirty.
Well, I don't like to get into he's this, he's this and that. Different times, different era. But the way he's came in and, you know, this is his 10th Super Bowl and one play with a franchise and then the franchise kind of, oh, you're old, bye. And he says, okay, you don't want to take care of me after all I did for the city? Watch this, go to another city, promise him a Super Bowl, and delivers.
Yeah, I don't think that that's Tom Brady doing the Patriots dirty, and I think that Shaq was alluding to that as well. I mean, the Patriots did Tom Brady dirty. Like, you should have made him a park owner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think Shaq was on Team Brady on that.
I think so, yeah. I mean, the way that the article was written, it made it sound like he was calling Tom Brady out for doing the Patriots dirty, but really, I think that the audio cleared it up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
He's saying that Tom Brady's like, yeah, okay, I'll go, just go somewhere else.
See you later, and watch what I can do without you.
Yeah. It don't matter. Brady's going to lose anyway.
I mean, it's still pretty impressive that he got there.
No, it's incredibly impressive. Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback ever.
Ever.
You know, I mean, just hands down. Even if he loses, doesn't matter. He's been to 10 Super Bowls.
Interesting. So Hammy said there is actually a documentary series about Skinwalker Ranch. Interesting.
It's very, very boring.
Is it?
It's the most boring documentary.
Because they don't allow the film crew to go on to Skinwalker Ranch.
You get the one guy who has studied Skinwalker Ranch for like 40 years besides Bigelow, and he's the biggest nerd ever.
Yeah.
It was a very monotone.
Ufologists are not really that cool. Let's be real. You're just thinking about aliens all the time.
Ugh,
yeah,
boring.
I don't want to hang out with them.
So this is very cool, though. Wombats use their butts as weapons.
I mean, like kind of like skunks do, or how do they use their
no, they have hard asses.
Wait, yes. Wombats have... The hard asses?
Here's the quote. The rump of the wombat is hard as a rock, used for defense, burrowing, bonding, mating, and possibly violently crushing the skulls of its enemies against
cheeks?
The roof of its burrow.
I know some guys who would pay good money for that.
Is that some guy you?
Maybe.
All right.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
All right. Normally, I don't root for the criminals in the Redneck Report, but I mean, this is kind of cool. So it was a driver in a city outside of Cincinnati. He stole a salt truck, and the cops were chasing him, and he started spraying him with salt.
Oh no!
Which I mean, I don't know if that's an assault, but Omar.
Did you say assault?
Assault, yeah. Okay. Omar Armstrong, 36, was arrested early Friday and is held at the Hamilton County Jail on charges of attempted aggravated vehicular assault, failure to comply with cops, reckless operation, and traffic offenses, according to the court records. They were chasing this guy after he reportedly stole this vehicle. They tried to pull him over. Of course, he said no. And then raised the bed of the truck and turned on the spreader, dumping salt that covered the cruiser that was initially chasing him before they brought in backup.
I mean, was he actually like salting the rest of the roads as he was driving? I mean, because like
he was dumping it.
I mean, honestly, like ever since you saw James Bond when you were a kid, didn't you dream of having a car that
oil
could... Oil slicks, tacks, little missiles, like whatever it is, doesn't matter, but... Being able to like dump something at your opponent that's chasing you is very Mario Kart. I'm on board here. This car
would not spin out of control if it actually did hit a banana.
Yeah, it's just
and
a banana.
Peel. Blue shells everywhere would be illegal, even if you were like CIA.
I want
even the red shells. Even the red shells are
you
the
can
devil.
Block red shells though. You can't block the blue shells.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
I want a shell in a new Mario Kart. This is what Mario Kart's been missing. Not to hit the person in first place. I want a shell that hits the person in very last place.
Oh, just to
rub it in.
The best is when you're doing really well and you're in first by a long shot, and then you lap somebody who's in last, and you just blast them for no reason.
Oh, yeah. That is the best.
You're spinning out. So a dude gets charged after allegedly wearing his high school varsity jacket during the Capitol riot. A New York man was charged on Monday of last week for his alleged role in the Capitol riot, and the FBI said that they were able to identify the 26-year-old, whose name is Brian Gunderson.
He's 26 wearing his high school varsity jacket.
He peaked in high school, these are the kind of people who are rioting at the Capitol.
We talk about having Big D energy. This is the opposite of that. Like, he's 26 years old, wearing his high school varsity jacket.
You know, he had
his
ring on.
The peak of your life was when you were you were
16 years old.
That's your peak.
Class ring.
Yeah, and you got third place in your fourth division school district.
I love that the FBI found him and then put out the information. This is how they found him because this dude.
What a slap in the face.
The ultimate tool.
Yeah. So you got to admire this guy's resolved to resist arrest. A man fought with deputies and a canine, which is always a great idea, on Thursday afternoon for an attempted home burglary. This guy's name is Eric Tyler Mathis, 25, charged with attempted carjacking, attempted burglary, three counts of battery on a law enforcement officer resisting arrest, and battery on a police canine, according to the report. Caller claims that he was walking in and out of traffic and tried to grab his steering wheel. Upon arrival, this guy was now on the porch of this house trying to break in, and this guy said, hey, my daughter's inside. So obviously, yeah, the cops show up with the canine and everything else, and it's like, hey, go get this guy.
And he hit the dog? Oh,
he hits the dog.
No.
He hits the deputy and everything else. Well, the cops punched back, knocked this guy out.
Good.
But then he woke back up and started fighting with him again.
Jeez. Drugs.
And that's when the canine got sicked on him, and that was it for him.
Time for some kibble and bits.
Yeah. Putting the handcuffs placed under arrest.
Good. There's nothing I love more than watching a criminal get taken down by a dog.
Oh, God.
That is the
it
most.
It hurts so bad.
Oh, God. It's so beautiful.
Even when they do it with the celebrities or the athletes or whatever. They've
asked us to do it, and we said no.
Well, yeah, that's because we saw Frank Mir, former UFC heavyweight champion, do it.
Huge.
He's enormous. And we saw him get thrown around like a rag doll, and they're like, hey, would you guys like to do it next week? And we're like, no. Thank you.
We'll watch from over here.
Yeah, I will commentate and make fun of people that are getting whipped around, but that is not for me.
No, thank you.
Ian, as a former pizza delivery guy, I need to get your take on this.
Okay.
A guy got arrested after stealing a puppy. He was delivering a pizza to a home in Florida, saw a cute dog, came back after he delivered the pizza, and stole their dog.
Two justifications as to why he should take the dog. One, it was Hawaiian pizza, a.k.a. pineapple on it. Or two, they didn't tip.
Mm. Ooh, if you don't tip your pizza guy.
You don't steal the dog.
I'm with you on that.
Don't do the whole, like, here's a 20. The bill was in 1912. You know, I mean, keep the change. Keep the change.
Yeah.
That's even more insulting.
I'm with you.
That's 88 cents, man. That is real money.
If they don't tip, then that dog is not going to have a good life.
Justifying stealing somebody's dog?
If you don't tip, yeah.
And how do we know the dog wasn't complacent in this?
But having a puppy is so expensive. You got to get a puppy patch. You have to have the crate. You have to do training.
Can't afford the dog. If you can't afford to eat out and not tip, then you should be eating out.
Okay, first off, it doesn't say anything in here about them not tipping.
Well, we're just saying in this theoretical world.
Okay. Ian, the thing that you wanted to take or steal the most during your time as a pizza delivery guy?
Always
was?
Lawn ornaments. Always. Like gnomes.
Ever a gnome, yeah.
Or
gnome.
Like those cool orbs that you get at like Lowe's in the garden section.
I don't normally say this, but you smoke too much weed.
What, man?
That's the most desired thing that you've seen
is a
shiny gnome.
What, am I going to make off with someone's Miata? Dave, I'm not that smart, but slip a gnome in the bag on the way out.
Wait, have you done this?
Did you say slip a gnome in the back?
In the back.
In the back.
See those hats?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey and Dave, you guys were talking about you're both really hitting the gym lately. So I want to know how much you can bench. Also, what's a lot to bench? Because I have no idea.
Message deleted.
He just straight up hit us with how much you bench. I mean, I've been hitting the gym, but I do more cardio when I go to the gym as opposed to like the weight training, mostly because
that's how you get hurt.
I have
when you're older,
and I have weak noodle arms. If we're being real, like pull ups, push ups.
You got long arms.
I got long arms.
You got long arms.
I got long arms.
That's not the
absence of muscles.
Yeah.
it's the long arms. No, but like I've never been like a big bench press guy, so I couldn't tell you like what like my max is.
I'm not out here.
You never maxed out when you were younger.
I think that if I maxed out, I would be delighted if I could get over 200 pounds.
The most I ever did when I was like 19 years old was like 205.
205 pounds, yeah. Like 205, 210, I think would be really pushing it. I could probably do that once.
Your back's arched as hell.
Yeah,
you know?
If I did that now, I'd probably poop my pants.
Yeah. I don't even know what I can do, but I know that I have a hard time if I'm doing like chest flies with tens. So I'm not really thinking that I can really like bench press anything, but it did max out on my squat the other day, and I'm so proud of my little butt because she's getting up there. I'm maxed out on 145.
That's great. That's your
weight.
That's
my weight.
That's great. Yeah.
So I was like, heck yeah, I'm getting there, slow and steady.
Do you feel like you got like because everyone squats because they want like the the apple bottom, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the little emoji, like the,
yes, yes, the peach.
The peach, yeah.
Yes.
Do you feel like your
or
butt?
Or the cherries. Does the cherries also represent the butt?
Cherries, sure.
Because I feel like it's got two, like, sure. You know,
are you seeing the difference? Because, like, that's the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I think that I'm more so, I had to have a conversation with myself where I had to remove the scale, like, from my life, like, because, like, I was getting so obsessed with, like, always stepping on the scale. And I think, especially whenever you're trying to lose weight, it's such a fixture of your life. You're looking at the number all
the
time.
And it's a slow process, right?
And I had to have a conversation with myself that it matters how I feel and, like, how strong I feel, my confidence level. Like, if I
energy
feel good,
levels,
you'll keep
all
doing
of those
it.
Things.
Like,
exactly.
The scale can only discourage you sometimes.
And it
you know?
Really does, especially whenever
when you plateau,
now,
like,
I guess
there's nothing worse than plateauing.
And I had to have a conversation, too, with the fact that I've reached a 20-pound weight loss goal, which is amazing, but now I want to be stronger.
You've lost 20 pounds?
Yeah, so 20 pounds. So, I mean, like, for over that time, then I kept seeing the numbers stay stagnant, like Mahoney said, and it plateaus.
Yep.
Or it starts going up, and I'm like, oh, no, is it going up because I'm gaining weight? Because
or is it muscle?
Or is it muscle?
Muscle weighs more than
so I just got rid of
the acid in there because I just worked so hard.
I just worked out so hard. Yeah, all those gains. Yeah, no, so I got rid of the, well, at least I just moved it into my guest bathroom.
I'll fluctuate about 3 pounds. I can fluctuate between like three or 4 pounds a day, just depending on how much salt I've had.
Oh, so
or if I pooped.
Well, that never changed.
Yeah, that doesn't change it for me. But with the wife, because like we'll weigh ourselves and we're doing this thing, we're keeping each other accountable and blah blah blah. But I'll lose like 3 pounds overnight.
Yeah, same.
I'll weigh in before I go to bed, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll be 2-3 pounds lighter in the morning. And she's like, really? Like, that's...
You're taking those late night
supplements?
The longest peas in the world?
No, but
at 2 a.m.?
Do you know what I have been getting? I don't know why I'm getting targeted for this nonsense, because I would never buy it, but you hear me, Instagram? I'm never going to buy it. But it's the late... or the overnight shred. Have you seen that?
Oh,
it's like this garbage where, like, you take...
I tried that.
You take supplements...
I tried it.
And it's supposed to make you burn fat while you're sleeping.
It doesn't
work. No, it doesn't. Of course it
doesn't
work.
I was just so, but this was the first start of our keto journey at the very beginning of the summer.
So can you just buy
it? I was like, maybe can I just try it?
Do they just buy a bunch of, can you buy a bunch of reviews for Amazon products?
You must be able to.
Because you're like, how is there 10,000 5-star reviews?
There's not.
And it's clearly garbage.
It's garbage.
It doesn't work.
I mean, if anything, it's just like a B complex, which all B vitamins are really good for you and your metabolism and stuff and energy levels. But I mean, for the most part, like it's not, there's nothing that's going to give you miracle abs from sitting here shredding your sleep.
And all the burning stuff it's basically like an amphetamine anyhow.
And whatever,
so you're supposed to take that before you go to bed and then you're going to wake up skinny. Like, shut up with
no
that.
No way. It's so bad.
Yeah. Our buddy Marconi in our chat said, I only do the scale once a month, even that too much.
I feel that. Yeah, whenever you're going through, especially like this healthy lifestyle change, just make sure that you really do understand that like everything takes time and persistence is key, but don't beat yourself up if you're not sitting there weighing whatever you thought you were going to weigh by the end of the day or by the end of the month.
The most discouraging thing is when you're eating right and you've cut back on all the bad stuff and you're working out and then you go to the doctor.
And they're still like...
No, you go to the doctor and you step on the scale and you're like, hang on, can I get naked first? Because that's how I do it at home.
Right.
I don't want to get on there with my shoes. These are heavy pants. I got heavy
pants. These jeans weigh 17 pounds.
I got a jacket. It's winter time.
Parka.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Parka and Doc Martens.
Are video games good for people or not?
Message deleted.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Yes, they are.
I think they... So one of the things that I think that... We run into when we get older. You get cognitive decline because you're not reading, you're not doing what you're used to be doing. You're not working like you used to anymore. Your brain's just not doing what it used to. And I think that's a big problem. I think if it's not staying sharp, then you decline. Whereas
I'll take it a step further. I mean, with the video games, especially this past year with the pandemic, it's allowed people real
social
human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been so absent for people.
So much. I mean, for me, if I live to be older, you know, I imagine like when I'm older, like here I am, I'm almost 40 years old this year. I'm still playing video games. I've been playing video games my entire life. It's something I enjoy. I will probably continue as long as my hands work.
Right. I mean,
why would I change how I feel when I'm 60 versus 40?
It seems, you know, we're the first generation to grow up with video
all
games.
Of it, yeah.
And so the idea of an older person playing video games hasn't existed really
yet.
Yeah,
my grandma lived for 60 years without video games.
Right. So why would she get into it when she's 70?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. But for the people that grew up playing it, why would you ever stop?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what's really amazing, though? I don't know if you caught this. Mahoney, I think maybe for the first time ever, just talked about getting older as opposed to dying when he's 47 years old.
My wife's trying to keep me alive.
I know. I know. You had this near-death experience and now a new lease on life.
I mean, I'm good either way.
No, no.
He
no,
did say no, if I get
No, no, no. I'm saying that your wife has a new lease on your life, meaning that she's not going to let you die. Because
she's just looking at my life insurance. Man, I got a big-ass life insurance policy. You'd be balling.
You're saying that she has peeked at it or she doesn't know about
she's
it?
She's rich without you. She doesn't need your help. She's good with money.
I know. I'm just saying that's the only way I'm going to be rich. Is
this is
you're
morbid.
Over here, you're
I
over
hate
here just
this.
Trying to die early and
tired.
To tell her it's fine because she gets paid. And she's like, no, I like you, believe it or not.
He said, I'm tired.
I'm tired. From what?
Bending over?
Everything.
Tying my shoes?
Yes.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So things started weird in this story, and then they got even weirder. Miami police detectives were working to find out more information about the circumstances surrounding an attack inside of an elevator that involved a shirtless man and a shirtless woman who had her boobs exposed. The video shows the woman striking the man with an unknown object several times. He put his fist up at one point, and she hit him once again. She put her foot in front of the elevator door to prevent it from closing. So basically, this guy's sitting in the elevator.
Okay.
And a topless woman gets on.
Uh-huh.
He's also topless for whatever reason.
Well, I mean...
And a huge fight breaks out.
And it's in Miami, though,
and
right?
It's in Miami.
I mean, I could see him being topless in Miami. It's
going to the beach or whatever.
Something like that. But you normally don't see a topless woman get onto an elevator. That's
she starts whooping him, and then she pulls that move where she puts her foot in the door so that way it can't close so she can keep on whooping him.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The man did not report the incident to police, so there's definitely more involved here. The officers do want to speak with him and find out what led to the altercation and why the woman had her boobies out to begin with.
Is there video of this?
There's video of this, yes.
Well, then why don't we just check the video?
Topless elevator, is that should have
sure.
Miami?
In North Dakota, he said, yeah, it's always Florida. Always. Guillermo said, did she have nice, and I think the answer is new. New.
Even so, free the nip.
No, sure, yeah, free the nip, but I mean, you know.
Oh, they're shoeless, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's just pretty much naked.
Yeah, she's pretty much naked.
They knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did they know each other?
So he's walking in. He's walking in the elevator. Okay. Oh, she's coming in right after him.
She's just...
That looks like a blackjack. You know what a blackjack is?
Yeah, there's a little... Yeah.
Like that they always used to use in like the Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They're little weapons from
back in the day. She's ready to fight.
Yeah. Well, but he's bowing
he's
up,
scared.
Too.
He's scared. Well, yeah, he should. If she is coming at him with a weapon...
It looks like a hairbrush.
I'm kind of upset he didn't at least get a punch in. Like, I mean, she is straight up. Like,
she's going after him.
Ready to fight him.
And to answer your question, we cannot. I mean, she looks like she's in pretty good shape, but we can't see.
What's happening, what that happens.
Yeah.
So science is out here trying to save hairlines. Scientists claim they have found an extract from mangrove trees that cure baldness by halting a hormone that causes unwanted bald spots. It's a small study. 50 people suffering from losing their hair. It's the most common form of baldness. It's something called androgenetica. Indicates
easy for you to say.
Yeah. A private company has bought the patent for the technology in order to convert it into a commercial product, which will be available on the market in 6 months. So a lot of times we'll hear about these medical breakthroughs and we're like, oh, that's great. That's exciting. But then you don't hear about it
fizzle
for
out.
Years,
yep.
Right? It takes just so long. They're saying they want to get this to the market in the next 6 months, which is important because Mahoney is thinning.
I looked at my hair from literally 10 years ago, Dave.
Uh-huh.
And my hairline is the exact same.
Uh-huh. That's what everyone says.
I'm going to show Audrey, who did not know me. Actually, this is more than 10 years ago. This is 11 years ago. My hairline is the exact same. Let me find
it. Honey, while you're pulling that up, Dave, if you were to be thinning, your hair were to be thinning, would you invest in something like...
Beautiful, like, robust,
I mean,
glorious, Michael Landon-esque
toupee. Why can't guys do it? Oh, my God, your hair is the exact same.
No,
you have the same exact haircut.
No, I know.
It actually looks more full right now.
It's the same haircut, but you can see his scalp now.
No.
You can see it. That's because I have thin hair, not thin hair.
Fine
hair. Yes, fine, like Audrey and I both understand because we're blondes.
Blondes.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't understand, Dave.
I wouldn't.
You're not a blonde. You wouldn't understand.
But I also have a question, too. Dave said toupee. For the people who don't do the toupee, though, do you leave, like, some of the bald on top, or do you just go... Full blown, with the razor.
I would shave my head and shine it.
You'd shine it.
Hell yeah. Dudes with shiny heads, always cool.
But why are so many men not wanting to do that to their head? Like, they just like, oh, is it just
you
like
look,
the holding
You look
on?
Younger.
Define cool. There's a lot of shiny head dudes that I know that are not cool.
I don't know. I saw a guy at Target with a shiny head.
They're almost
like, that
always
cool.
A-holes.
I don't know.
Not always.
I think that it looks
not always.
Aggressive.
No, that's what I mean. Like, most of them have a fanny pack on that definitely have steroids in it.
Well, that's the... I mean, bodybuilders. Yeah. I'm talking just like a normal dude.
A normal dude? Normal. How many normal dudes do you know that have shiny heads?
I mean, I feel like he put something on it. Something to make it shiny.
I used to have the principal of my elementary school, Mr. Smith. He had the shiniest head I've ever seen.
Was he nice or aggressive?
No, he's pretty nice.
See?
He's a dude.
We're stereotyping Baldwin right now.
He always wore a vest, had a mustache, and had the most shiny head.
You know, I'll tell
mustache
you this.
Mustache and bald? Weird combo.
Yes.
But
the vest really brought it all together.
You don't ever see like hair loss in the mustache area. I don't think I've ever seen that, like where it like kind of just falls off. But I'm still growing hair, and it's just unfortunate that like the hair that is growing now is in my ears and on my back. Like, I looked at a patch on my back like the other day, and I'm like, man, that thing is getting out of control. It's like
That's what they always say about guys. Like, you don't actually lose your hair. It just goes south.
Yeah. Can you do laser hair removal for your ears?
I don't know if you can or not, but I got a little thing that, you know, buzzes.
You already have a little in-ear
Oh, I've had that thing for 10-plus years, yeah. You got to get that ear hair. I don't trim the nose hair, though.
Andy said you should do the monk thing, where you just like the friar haircut, you know?
No, that's too much work.
You got to like see where it is to get it like circular. Yeah. No, I want to, if it's going, I'm going straight Jordan, you know?
Oh, he does have a shiny bald head.
And he's cool as hell.
And you know aggressive. What?
LeBron should just do it.
I mean, he's already got too many plugs.
He's invested too much money into it.
It's over, man. Like that just goes to show you. If it's money versus God, God still wins.
True.
Like, LeBron's got all the money in the world and still can't get good plugs.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
So as we round things out today here in Las Vegas, there's a number of things that happened just in the last couple of days that are really interesting. One is the whole rumor about Derek Carr and the Raiders and everything else. You know, is it possible that Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota get shipped out of town? Because the Raiders are interested in snagging Deshaun Watson from the Texans that he wants out there. Boy, that would be a real interesting move, wouldn't it? If you had Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes in the same division, because arguably, you know, two very exciting mobile quarterbacks that have, you know, created this new brand of quarterbacking along with the likes of Russell Wilson.
Andrew Locke, Dave.
Sure, yeah.
For the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
former Mizzou player.
No, yeah, I was talking about that style of quarterback, and I don't think Drew Locke checks that box of the mobile quarterback with great vision on the field.
I saw him run against the Chiefs.
Did he run once?
Yeah.
Did he fall over on his own?
I mean, might have.
All right.
He's a young guy still.
But, I mean, look, Derek Carr is a good quarterback. Maybe not an elite quarterback, but he's a very good quarterback, and so the idea of everyone getting so excited about shipping him out of town. I don't know if that's necessarily fair to Derek Carr.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson is, I don't want to say a generational talent, but he's up there.
He's an elite level quarterback. He's top five right now.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, if you have a top five quarterback, chances of winning a Super Bowl go up exponentially, especially if you have a good coach and a decent team around you. And the thing I love about the Raiders, Mark Davis, you know, the ownership for the Raiders is one of the best. You know, whether you love or hate the Raiders or what do you think about them, you know, the ownership is we've gotten really lucky with having Mark Davis own the Raiders.
There's a lot of really crappy owners out there.
Mark
Davis is not one of them. He also bought the Aces too,
yeah,
right?
I saw that too. And just that sweet ass caravan. Hell yeah.
Look out.
Hell yeah.
Goofy haircut, great owner.
Doesn't matter. That's a dude.
I wish I had his confidence.
Yeah.
He does it because he's got all of the million.
Because he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
he has the confidence. He's like, I don't give a damn. I'm going to drive a 97 Dodge Caravan and cut my own hair.
Is he still driving the Caravan?
I think still got the Caravan.
Good for him. What a boss. Garth Brooks, speaking of the Raiders and Raiders Stadium, right? The Allegiant Stadium show with Garth Brooks has been rescheduled again. So it got moved from the...
Last year
when it was supposed to be the thing that opened it in, what was that, August, right?
August.
And then it got moved to February 27th, and they're it's February 1st. We ain't making that. So July 10th is the new date. So if you bought tickets for the show, which will almost be a year later, they're still good. Obviously, some people aren't going to be able to make it, so there might be some, but it's still technically right now a sold-out show.
Yeah, I mean, it's Garth Brooks in Las Vegas at one of the best stadiums in the world. That's gonna be the show.
I love me some Garth.
Will Chris Gaines be making an appearance?
Oh man, I hope so. He just comes out and just cries for 30 minutes.
Just to close out what are everyone's feelings of 2020 and 2021.
You want to finish the show with that? Okay, I like that move too. And like the encore is just Chris Gaines. He comes out and just sobs.
Have we ever seen them in the same place at the same time?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
Very weird.
Both so talented.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means.
means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.